What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Not somebody giving you money for the sake of giving you money. We're giving you money to grow your business. And as long as you illustrate that you're growing your business, we're down.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source.
To all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. If you have been tuning in, we are doing Season 10, Wealth Management, and we have a very special person to me. You've heard her story before, but today we're going to dig into all things wealth management. Her name is B.R. Small. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and get straight to it. You guys know we don't do interviews. We do genuine conversations, and we're going to get straight to our icebreaker. So your icebreaker is, when you hear the word entrepreneur, how has your definition evolved through your work with veteran women?
I don't think my definition has actually evolved. I mean, we know what an entrepreneur is. And the fact of the matter is, the information that women need is the same information that men need. But oftentimes, women don't have access to the same information, to the same opportunities. And so for me, creating that space, particularly for veteran women, a lot of our women sometimes have experienced military sexual assault, or they were just traumatized while in the military. So when they get out, they're very much under the thought of, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And they don't circle back to really take advantage of all of the benefits or resources that are available to them as a quote unquote veteran. And so for me, I think it's important because I really believe this. I say it all the time and it's not trendy for me. I don't think anyone has more access or should have more access than to the American dream than those people that fought to keep that dream alive.
Agreed.
So when a veteran says, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to be self-made, I want to do this, we need to make sure they have that opportunity because they've already pulled back to give to their country. Oftentimes, if they're deployed, unable to go to school, you know, some people are in a base where they're local and they can't go to school, but some people can't. Some people put their families on hold. They put their education on hold. And now they come back and they're playing, and oftentimes they feel like they're playing catch up because other people that graduated or at the same age has kind of moved on past them. And so we need to make sure that catch up is easy.
I love that. Just giving them, like you said, just being accessible because, again, they did the sacrifice. So let's meet them where they are. I love that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our genuine conversation. And how we usually start is, who is the guest? So for you, who is Ms. VR?
Ms. VR is sometimes alone, but always committed. She is a workaholic and she needs to give it up and get help. Okay. I need those 12.
Are you ready for that?
I need that 12-step program because I still haven't broke this workaholic stuff. No matter how much I keep saying, I'm not going to do it. I'll find myself on my computer at 10 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning when I wake up, or getting up early at 4 to finish something, or spending my weekend working on a project when I should be doing me. So I really, really try to back up and practice what I preach because we should have balance. And I really don't believe that we work to live or that we live to work. We work to live because we have to have money to pay bills. And so everybody goes to work unless they win lotto. But that's not our life. It's exactly what we say it is. It's our work. And so for me, VR needs to find balance. And she's working on it. I'm a graduate of Lincoln University. I don't get to say that enough, but a proud graduate of Lincoln University. I did my master's there in human services, and it was a weekend program, and it was no joke. Driving from New York to PA every weekend for the whole day, and then driving back to New York. But it was a serious program, and there was a lot of psychology involved in it, to the fact that I was able to teach in psychology for years because my transcript was so full of psychology. But it really taught me how to understand communities and people with a real focus on organizational development. And I think that's helped me develop programs that work for people, understanding that connection. And I think that's really important because sometimes we just kind of develop things out of the sky and we think we know, but everything should begin with an assessment so that you know what you think you know is really what you know from someone else's perspective, particularly if you're developing it for them. So I'm not developing this for me. Okay. I'm developing it for someone else. So how do you know for sure that's what they need? That's what they want. And so here at the BWEC, our programs have, you know, changed almost every year. Why? Feedback. Every time the clients tell us, hey, could you try this? We try it because the goal is to meet their needs, not our needs. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So you see, I keep talking about work because that's that workaholic in me.
Because, I mean, you and I this feels like this is my second question, actually. When I first met you, you are a person that pours into people with intention, right? Not just vague statements, not that this goes to everybody, but you make people feel individually heard and seen. And so when it comes to the programs that you have, for one, let's talk about those programs, because we didn't talk about BWEC, but let's talk about BWEC a little bit, because I feel like with the theme of this season, wealth management, you're doing it totally different from our other guests that we've had on the show. We've had people talk about stocks and bonds. We talked about real estate. We talked about CDFIs. We talked about those things. But you are having programs to support veteran women, even regular snuggler people like me, and building things that create wealth, right? So I want to talk about BWEC and, like you mentioned, that work that you do, because it doesn't go unnoticed. I'm very excited that I've met you and how much you poured into me to where I am today. So let's talk about those programs.
Okay, so as you may know, this is the 9th year for BWEC. So this year we are focused on capacity building. And of course you couldn't participate in the Next Level Business Transformation, that 6-month co-working was exclusively for our veteran women. But this year the BWEC, we're doing our own Next Level Transformation. And we're doing it based on 9 years of learning, of watching, and of listening to what our women really need. So, as you know, BWEC, we ran our Dallas Strategic Growth Accelerator. That was a 4-month program. We have our 6-month co-working program, NLBT, and we had our International Trade Program, which ran for 9 months. All of them very intensively curriculum-based, but no one program was perfect. And what we learned is, being a national organization, you know, we're based here in Texas, but we serve women across more than 40 states now. Woo-hoo. We're getting to that 50, as well as internationally. So even though we focus on veterans, we serve active duty, reservists, and military spouse. If they fall at our door, we don't want to have to turn anybody away. Mm-hmm. But what we learned is that access is not enough. We talked about that. But we need infrastructure. And we need it in our entrepreneur setup, that we're not just providing programming. Like you said, we provide programs, but we're providing real infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So the BWEC is transforming this year. And we're moving from a lot of our in-person work to building out a global virtual platform. And why? Because honestly, 70 to 80% of the women who are veteran that apply for our program, not in the state of Texas. Our program is going to be AI-driven because, you know, we track performance. You guys had to do things. Everybody had to do things. But we were manually doing that. And it did create issues if someone said, oh, I emailed that to you, but we didn't have it. Or, no, I had that meeting, but it wasn't on somebody's calendar. When these things are required for you to graduate or for you to access funding, it can't be a mistake. So the AI-driven performance tracking is going to track attendance. Were you in the session? Did you finish the pre-post test? Did you do your evaluation? Did you upload your P&L? Did you upload your cash flow? When did you upload it? These things aren't going to be debatable anymore. It's all going to be in the system.
And timestamped.
And timestamped. So your evaluation, even your mentoring sessions, we'll do them on the platform or make sure that they're recorded so you can go back and listen to them. But it'll also help you figure out where you are with the group. It'll tell you, hey, what did you do on your pre-post test? In reference to other people. But also for us, it tells us who's coming to our program. Do they already know most of this information? 30%, 50%? Did somebody come in with 80% and left that 80%, meaning there's an area that they still have to grow in and get a better understanding of? And you know our classes run from anywhere from 2 hours to 3 hours. Some of you guys have full day classes. Now those classes will be broken into modules. No more than 45 minutes. And then at the end of that module, there'll be an exercise. So we can see, did you get it? And now if you need to go back, when you're done, you don't have to go back and sit through a 3 hour class. You just go back to that module where you didn't perform as well as you would have liked to perform. And if you still don't get it when it's time for mentoring, we don't have to guess where your needs are. I can say right away, Brianna, I see, you know, you were having some trouble on module 3. Did you want to talk about that? Maybe you don't. Maybe you've met with somebody else. Maybe you figured it out. But I know. I can look at your cash flow and say, hey, you're having a tough month. You know, what's going on? Do you want to talk about that? Or I can say, where is your cash flow, Brianna? You didn't upload it.
Yeah.
So
now
we can
that is really good.
And without all of this debate, it saves time for everybody. And it kind of allows you to look at where you're growing. So the program is moving from 6 months to 9 months. It'll be on the same schedule like a college course. We're going to try to get college credits. We already have two colleges interested in potentially working with us. But if you can't get into my program, guess what? You got a la carte. Maybe all you need to do is go back and do sales. So go back and do sales. Maybe all you need is KPIs. You just don't get it. Go back and do KPI. So now you can take the course and you can either earn a scholarship or it becomes a revenue driver for us because you can pay for it. And even men can pay for it. Because remember what I said. Entrepreneurship is entrepreneurship. It doesn't change for you. It doesn't change for a man. It doesn't change. It is what it is. You need to do what you need to do to be successful. And those strategies don't change because you're a male or because you're a woman. They may become a little more complicated because of access, but they don't change. Now, you know we give a grant with all of our programs.
Do. Mm-hmm.
So last year, we started giving out the grant, doing the program where every 2 months, the ladies could pitch to get a portion of their money. But of course, they had to tell us, hey, what am I going to use this money for? So say Brianna said, I want a website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brianna, how is that website going to help you grow your business? You say, well, if I get this website, I'm going to be able to draw in this many new customers that I'm going to convert to real customers. We say, okay, that sounds good. And that conversion means you're going to increase your revenue by X. Okay, we can work with that. So we give you the money. 2 months later, you need to come back and show us that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can ask for more money, but you may not get it if your growth strategies aren't working.
Oh, that is different.
I mean, mm-hmm. So it is performance-based. It's not somebody giving you money for the sake of giving you money. We're giving you money to grow your business. And as long as you illustrate that you're growing your business, we're down. We're continuing to feed into you. So this year, or when we set our platform up, instead of giving you a grant, we are going to help you open up a line of credit. Mm-hmm. So that money will go into your credit account. Spend it. Don't spend it. Just like any other credit account, you'll have to make your payment. There'll be an interest, but now you're building your business credit. And that one time $10,000 investment could actually be 20, 30, 40, 50, because every time you put it back, it's there for you again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just trying to help you understand business, but we want you to understand your finances, because even we realize, you know, we track increased revenue, new client acquisition, and upselling. We ask you guys about all three of those. But revenue alone does not equate sustainability, because even if you're making money, if you're not managing it, you could still fail.
That's true.
And failure for me is unacceptable. But here's the other thing. And I don't know, Brianna, maybe you do, maybe you don't, because not everybody does. But, you know, do you have a financial advisor?
I do.
Okay. And how long have you been with your financial advisor?
Since our program. She actually was there.
Awesome.
And I did the pitch.
Mm-hmm. Right. So here's the deal. Are you planning on changing your financial advisor anytime soon?
No.
Exactly. Because when we get a financial advisor, that relationship is built on trust and them understanding your end goal, right? And what is one of the first things I ask you guys? Where are you trying to go? What's the end?
Yes.
Are you building a franchise? Are you building a legacy business? Do you want multiple sites? You just want to be a consultant, make some extra money? You don't want all of the extra responsibility, but we need to know the end, because the plan needs to develop toward the end and not just be busy work. So business owners should have advisors that are with them to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you don't want to keep changing your strategy the same way you're not going to change your strategy with your financial advisor. Things are going to change, but the person you trust to guide that change isn't. And so in business, when we jump from program to program and person to person, and you know this, everybody has a different perspective. They have a different experience. I see you laughing. I don't even want to hear what you laugh about. But you know people are different, right?
Yeah.
So they're pulling you in different directions and there's no consistency.
We will program ourselves out. Mm-hmm.
But now if you're in an incubator, we're here with you for the life of your business, because even though the program only runs for 9 months, the mentorship, the learning circles, all of the supplemental things that we're bringing in, that stays for the life of your business. And so you build lifelong relationships, lifelong understanding of where you're going. We know what your challenges are. We know what you're trying to overcome. We know what you have overcome. We're not new to you. So when you are suffering, we're suffering with you, because we know what you've been through. We know how you got here. You didn't just land on our doorsteps and you're trying to explain to us your journey. We've been on that journey with you. And what is the power of that kind of experience?
And I do want to bring it back a little bit, because like you mentioned, because that was a conversation that we had, like, what if we do this business, what is the end goal? And then with that, you were very clear of that foundation of that business in order to take the goals, the milestones to, if it's freedom, if it's legacy. But if that foundation isn't right, it's not going to properly pan out the way we want to towards the end. When it comes to business and creating wealth, because again, that's our theme, is creating wealth. How important is it to really spend time in creating that foundation the proper way versus trying to speed it up because you're trying to hurry up and make money?
I think the foundation is critical. You wouldn't build a house without a foundation. You wouldn't build a building without a foundation. Nobody builds anything and there's not a foundation. Because it is what it is. It is that base that holds the structure, that keeps it from falling apart. If you just jump out and start making money, you don't know your vision, your mission, you have no values, you don't even understand your SWOT, what you really bring to the industry. You know what I'm saying? You haven't done your market research to really understand what are the challenges in your industry. Something you might think is a weakness may not even matter to your industry. So you're focusing on something that's totally irrelevant because you don't know your industry. You don't know your threats. You don't know your opportunities. So you're spinning. And you might have three opportunities, but you can't go after all three effectively. So you've now got to focus. So building that foundation is critical so you know who you are and where you're going. You're going to build a different type of foundation for a high rise than you are for a single family home.
True.
Depending on where you're going with your business, your structure, your foundation is going to be different. And not understanding that sets you up to have to keep rebuilding and filling in blanks and trying to like level it off. And that never works as nicely as you would like it to be. And it always ends up doing what? Costing you more. And not just time, but money. And there's no guarantee it's going to level out and be what you want it to be. So you might always feel a little off balance. The living room's got a curve to it. So you put stuff on it and it rolls, you know, because you didn't lay the proper foundation. So those foundational things, they sound, I don't know, for some people, they sound quirky. Mission, vision, values. Those things are quirky. Those things are necessary. Market research isn't something you play with. You should be doing that, not just when you begin, but regularly so you know where you are in your industry and you haven't missed something that could cause you to lose your business because you're not paying attention. We talked about that. How many businesses thought they had it all together and somebody else came along and totally put them out of the game.
Yeah.
And your SWOT. You should be doing your SWOT every year because your strengths and your weaknesses as well as your opportunities may change. And then threats, yes, they can change because they're beyond your control. So regulations, the economy, new competitors. You don't have any control over that. But you need to be aware of it. So when you're making decisions, you're making them based on real, verifiable data and not guesswork. Foundation is critical.
What challenges are you seeing? Because you've worked with, I know we had a big class and you had other classes going on at the same time as us. And there was one that recently just graduated a few months ago. And so,
October last year.
Mm-hmm. And so with that being stated, what challenges are you seeing with business owners to where they are not creating sustainable businesses? Because, you know, as far as a statistic, a lot of them are not going past 5 years. So what is that gap that you're seeing? Because you're actually closing it. Because I'm still in business. I know a couple of the girls, we chat, we keep each other accountable. And we're still doing it. So you see the challenges and you're supporting that. But what challenges are you seeing and you're giving those solutions to people?
I'm so glad you brought that up. Because my new theme is smashing survival statistics. It is unacceptable to me as an entrepreneur or business support provider that statistically, and it hasn't changed for 9 years, and that's why we're really changing our model. First year, I helped 100 businesses get started. 20% is already gone. I'm at 80. Wow. By year three, statistically, 30% is gone. I'm at 56. By year five, 50% is gone. We had 26 businesses grown. And by year 10, they're saying less than 90% of these businesses make it. So what are we building? Mm-hmm. It sounds good. We check in a box. But we're not really helping the businesses if you don't survive. So sustainability and survival, that's got to be our focus. That's why we're changing our whole model. Changing that long-term check. But see, remember now it's a virtual platform. So you don't have to come to my class. You can do it at night. You can do it in the morning. You can do it on the weekend. You can do it during your lunch. You can do it during whatever time works for you. And that way we are not invading your business or crippling you from doing business by creating a program that says you have to be here in this space at this time. Okay.
And you get to finally relax because you be working.
You put your feet up, do it any way you want to, you know, but it's yours. And the way I want the platform to be designed is say you and Liv and somebody else says, hey, look, I'm going to be doing the sales thing tonight. You want to join me? Y'all can do a group session. y'all go through it together and be like, I did not understand that. What was she talking about there? Did you get that pause? Did you get that? Because that's confusing to me. And y'all can talk through it and then set it up again. You're still on your platform, so you'll still do your pre-post test. You'll still do your exercise. All your numbers will still be your numbers. But now, if you want to get together with other people, you can. You can literally come into the site and put it up on the TV and say, we're going to do this as a group. Because this one's hard. So we're going to have lunch and we're going to do this. Or we're going to come in Saturday and we're going to do this. And then we're going to do the worksheet together because everybody had a challenge with this. Or everybody feels this is challenging. And anybody, anywhere in the world can do this. So the ladies in Washington can do it. And the ladies in California can do it. And the ladies in Florida can do it. Or not. Because you can go on the system and see, is there anybody else in my area that's going through this program, that's at the same place I'm at, that I can ask questions, that I can engage with? And I love that because women as veterans, we love that. We love working with other women and our sisters in arms. And I think women in general love that. So part of the problem is access. We can't say that enough. Is it accessible to me? I've had women say, oh, I'd love to take your class, but it's too far. It's too long. It's too intensive. You know, I have to be in a class. So I have to be here doing those hours. First change. The other thing is we need to make sure we're measuring the right things. And I think even we have had challenges with that because we've measured revenue. We've measured new clients. But we also know revenue alone does not make you survive. So now we got to make sure we're putting those financial pieces in place. And one of the things I didn't say, but in order to even apply for our program, you will have to take a financial assessment. And it's not just, do you have a credit score to get a line of credit? It's, do you have an accounting system set up? Do you understand your P&L? Do you have your cash flow? Do you have your balance sheet? Can you run accurate reports? So when we're talking to you about growth, you get it. And once again, anybody can take it. So even if you're not in our program, you're like, man, I need that financial boot camp because my stuff is just a mess. You can go through the boot camp. And going through the boot camp, again, does not guarantee you access to the program, but it does guarantee you an understanding of your finances.
Right.
So who doesn't want that?
I agree.
What business owner doesn't need that?
That's
and that's a big gap for a lot of people. They want to run to the bank. They want to fill out an application and their finances are a mess. And the bank doesn't say your finances are a bank. They just say no. Because they're not in the business of correcting your finances. They're in the business of giving out loans that they can make money off of interest. And if they can't make any money off of you, you're not a good client. And so, no, thank you. It's just a reality. You know what I mean? And then the last thing is being in an ecosystem that speaks the same language. You know what I mean? So I can't do this by myself, and I'm not going to get into anybody else's lane. We're not going to start giving out loans. We're not going to start certifying businesses. We're not going to start doing networking events. That's not what we do. We're going to stay in our lane. But we do need to have relationships with all of those people that do that. But those relationships have to be with people that speak the same language we speak.
Right.
They understand that knowing the end is important. They understand that we're not here to race our business to getting money, but we want them to be foundationally sound first. They understand that we're not just trying to give people money for the sake of giving them money. We give them money to grow. This is not a debt. Pay off your debt. Because that doesn't mean you're going to grow just because you paid off your debt. That just means you're debt-free. Now you're going to close your doors and you wasted my money. $27 billion in 2023 was lost from businesses that failed and got venture capital. Now that's somebody else's money. $27 billion. Did you hear me? With a B. On businesses that failed. Now you know women only get a fraction of that money. But we don't even calculate how much money that we lose because women take their 401ks, they take their savings, they take an equity out of their home, they get a loan from family and friends. We ain't counting that because that's not other people's money, but that's money. So if we are okay with businesses failing, we are okay with people losing their money. Are you okay? Because I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay. So,
yeah. And you make a point. And before we go to our next segment, I think sales is a huge thing. And we talked about that in my class. Because you can have your branding, you can have your marketing, you can have all these things, right? Because at the beginning with the foundation, you know, product or service. And so now we know these things. We have our target audience. We know who we're talking to. Now we got to connect it by doing the sales piece. So in order to master the sales piece, that's how you get the revenue to come in. And that's where you see the growth and things of that nature. So I want to talk to you about the sales portion of it. Because we can have these things. We can have an amazing idea. We can have an amazing service. But if we don't touch the right people who's actually going to buy based on the sales that I'm doing, the business is not going to make it, like you mentioned within that stat that you said earlier. So let's talk about sales.
Absolutely. But remember that sales is not a silo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? If you haven't done a proper customer profile, you don't even know who you're selling to.
Right.
So right away, people will tell me, oh, I posted something to my social media. And I'm like, oh, that's great. That's great. Are your clients on your social media? Because most of the time, your social media network is not your clients. Those are your friends. So posting that to your social media meant absolutely nothing. Okay? So first, you have to understand your client. Where are they? Who are they? How much discretionary money do they have? What on average are they spending for what you're selling? How often are they buying that particular product? Who are they buying it from? What do you have that's different than those people? Because all of that is going to go into your marketing. But you just can't create marketing and drop it anywhere. That's like fishing for salmon and just throwing it out anywhere and not even knowing, does salmon go here? You can't do it. Mm-hmm. Your client is not going to be everywhere and your client's not going to be everybody. So before you can even get to the sale, you got to know who that client is. And then you got to develop marketing that speaks not to you, not to your product, but to the client. What's their need? Why do they need this? Why would they want to buy this? How are you getting into their head so they go, oh, yeah, I need that. I need to call her. And then sales doesn't drop from the sky. You don't get up in the morning, scratch your head and go, ooh, I hope I get sales today. Doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Need a sales forecast. I know nobody wants to do it because it's work. But the workaholic is here to tell you, you got to do it. So you got to know who your suspects are. Who do you think buys what you sell based on your client profile? You got to have your prospects. I know these people buy what I'm selling. They're just buying it from somebody else. How do I get them to make the switch? Then you have your hard lead to people that call you and say, Brianna, so-and-so is trying to start a podcast. You need to reach out to her. You better get their info. And then you help your clients, which I talked to you about. They're buying one thing, but you got 10 other things over here that you sell that you ain't even talked to them about.
Yes,
so while you're running out to get another client, you already got a client. That person that's buying from you has already said, I like what you got, Brianna. I trust you, and I'm willing to pay your price. So why are you looking for somebody else? Why don't you dig deeper into them and say, you know what? I saw that you was doing blank, blank. Who are you doing that with? Oh, I'm pulling it together. Well, you know we offer that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if we can be of service. Let them muddle in it for a minute. Don't be the hard crush. Let them think about it. Because time is money. And if they're spending too much time on it and they know you're already doing a good job, I should let Brianna do this. Why am I spending? This is not my area of expertise. This is taking away too much of my time that I could be using to do what I do. So let me hand this off. But if I don't even know you offer it, how can I get it? If I'm buying your skin cream, but you offer a hair oil, if I don't know you offer a hair oil, how am I buy your hair oil? So when I buy your skin cream, you got to offer me in an email an offer to try your hair oil. Maybe because I bought your skin cream, the next skin cream I buy, I can get a hair oil for a percentage off. You know, I told you about that. Don't be giving away stuff on the first skin.
Every
sale should be driving the next sale. So if you bought this, I'm giving you a coupon to come and buy again, but you don't get to use this coupon until you buy again. Because every sale is about getting you back in the door.
True.
Look, Macy's gets you in the store and they don't give you nothing. They be like, here's some coupons. Come back. I'm not giving you anything right now. I want you to come back and spend some more money. And then they put a timeline on it because they want you to come back in a certain time period so they can keep your money going. So you don't give somebody an empty coupon. You say, hey, if you come back in the next 30 days, the next 45 days, but you have to understand your client. So if your client doesn't buy something in 30 days, giving them a 30-day coupon just means you ain't going to make any money. Because I don't buy this every 30 days. But if you know they need this every 45 days, every 90 days, every 6 months, then you create a coupon that reaches just that point when you know they're going to need it again. I know my product lasts for 90 days. So this coupon is good for 45. So just before you run it out, you need to go ahead and use this. Because you're going to have to get it anyway, but let me get it now before my time run out. You see? You got to create.
That'll be a subscription base too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to create the urgency at the time that it would be urgent. To tell me I need to get something in 30 days when what I have is good for 60, that coupon's in the garbage. I buy it again. My stuff is good for 60 days. Yeah. But if you give me a coupon for 45 days and my thing is good for 60 days, I'm coming in early because I'm not going to pay full price. I'm going to get my discount. So same way with subscriptions. If you subscribe early, boom, you get extra. If you pay in full, boom, you get extra because you want the money in your bank. Don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Get your cash. But it needs to make sense to the client, not just you. So if you're creating stuff because you're trying to line your pocket because you ain't managed your money properly and you need more money, not my problem, Brianna, because I need my money too. So I'm not giving you my money unnecessarily just because you're not managing your money. But when you make it meet my needs, it's not even something to think about. I need this. I'm going to need this in the next 15 days. She gave me a 45-day coupon. Let me use it before it's gone so I can get my discount because I'm going to buy this anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this anyway, but now I'm going to get it early. So you're going to get your money early and I'm going to use my coupon.
So good.
Every coupon should lead to a sale. People out there talking about I'm giving my stuff away 50% off. Well, that tells me it was never worth what you're selling it for because why are you giving it away 50% off? The only time you're doing that is when you're trying to kill inventory. I ain't making this no more, and I'm just getting rid of it so I can get my money back. But a real product that you're going to offer next month at the same price, I don't know if I'm ever going to buy your product. I'm going to be waiting on that 50%.
Mm-hmm, because I know it's going to come.
I'm waiting on you to do another 50% because it's the same exact product. It's the same exact service. Now, what you can do, holiday specials, end of the year specials. One time only. Don't offer it again to the end of the year because not everybody know. She do this thing at the end of the year. When the end of the year come, I'm paying my $1,500, my $3,000 because I'm going to save X. And she's not going to do it again because I watch and she doesn't. So you got to be true to your word. I only offer this on Black Friday. I only offer this for Christmas or whatever it is. But your clients are watching you. You're paying attention to your so-called values. And remember, I told you guys, people buy from people that kind of align with their values. So your values are important. If I'm sustainable and you got all this stuff that's not sustainable, I'm probably looking at other people because you're wasteful. You got to pay attention to the client. Sales is your closing deal, but it starts with all those other things. If you don't understand your client, then you can't sell to them. Some clients need a face-to-face. You're not going to do it on Zoom. They don't want to have a telephone call. Some clients are used to being wooed for the amount of money they spend with you. They want coffee or lunch. Okay? But you have to know your client because that data is out there. You don't have to guess. The data is out there. You're just not doing your research.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand your client, now you can come up with a marketing plan and a sales strategy that works because you understand your client and you understand what moves your client. What inspires your client so that they're ready to close a deal? And then remember, I told you, watch your sales cycle. So how long does it take you to close a deal? 15 days, 30 days, 45 days. Now you can better manage your money because you know I'm not closing a deal every day.
Right.
I'm not going to make $3,000 every day. To close that deal is going to take me at least 2 weeks, on average 30 days. So now when I start thinking about how much money I'm going to make this month, how many little deals can I close in 72 hours in a week, opposed to how many bigger deals it's going to take me a month to close. So now I'm kind of managing who I'm working with and what I'm trying to close to make sure I meet those numbers, because I know this is not an automatic. This isn't going to happen in one conversation. It's rare. If it does happen in one conversation, it never happens again. It's not your average, which means it's not your sales cycle. Stop playing. You're not able to close those deals in one setting. So don't set yourself up for failure. That was a quirk. Yay. We got the money, but that's not how it normally happens. So I'm not planning for that.
Right.
Did I hit the spot or no?
No, you did really, really good. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go to our next segment. It's highs and lows. We're talking about transformations. We're talking about pivots, right? So let's talk about a high first. What transformation have you seen when it comes to your programs or even just advice? Because you are an advisor as well for SCORE. So what transformations have you seen based on your wisdom that you give and you pour into people?
You know what? Mentorship has way more value than we give it. You know, just us talking now, I was meeting with a client just earlier today, and it was something I said in mentorship. She's like, oh my God, I never thought about that. I'm going to work on that. And I see it in our programs that we can give you all the lessons in the world, but the application really comes in the mentor sessions where we really talk through how does that apply to you and your business. And I watch business owners get it in mentoring. Like, that's the next level. Yeah, I took all those notes and I heard what you said and it sounds really good and I'm excited, but how do I apply that to my business? And so we believe you got to have more than inspiration and information. You have got to have that intensive technical assistance and that expert mentoring that help people understand, how do I apply this? Mm-hmm. Because if they can't apply it, what have you really gotten? I don't know what you've really gotten if I'm just giving you a lot of information that you haven't utilized. Then what have we done? So that's a high for me. I think we did over 3,000 hours in mentoring hours because, again, a lot of our clients that apply, we have to tell them no, they still need help. So it's mentorship. So it eats up a lot of time. But imagine if that person could go through a whole course. They would get so much more in-depth information and the strategies and exercises to apply. And guess what? We're not canceling our mentorship. All of those people in the program still have access to mentorship. In fact, it's a part of their performance if they're in our program. They have to have mentorship because we have to know that you get it and not that you're struggling alone. Then we're not helping you. So we have to talk through those issues. So those are highs to me, to look at those numbers and see what we're doing. Like, I knew we did a lot, but I didn't know we did that much.
Right. You did some self-reflection.
But then you guys know, there are times I set up stuff for people on a Saturday. There are times I'm here late at night because somebody couldn't get in, but they needed to work on a pitch or they needed to work on a grant or something else. And I try to make myself available. So I think those hours can be a little bit crazy. And we do need to tone that down, but it just tells you the level of the need.
Mm-hmm. And I think what your new ones, the incubators that she mentioned, I do think that that's going to give you, like I mentioned earlier, I think that's going to give you some downtime because a lot of it was in person.
Yes.
So I love that you're moving towards this new space because you need some downtime somewhere, somehow. So I can see some freedom coming your way.
And I think my biggest low is not having a team. You know, this has predominantly been a one-woman show. And I tell you guys, you know, I believe in masters and not jack of all trades. And so I want you to have a master in every category. I want to work with masters in categories. And so trying to do it all and knowing that this is not the very best because I'm not the very best at that. I know it. I'm good at it. But I'm not the master there. And I want to put business owners in front of the masters. So we'll still have those live sessions. People can attend. They'll be recorded so you can watch it. The whole point of being there live, you can ask your questions. It's boo, the master. Because you can watch it later, but you're not going to get any questions. So now you're just getting whatever they're sharing. And if there's something you don't understand or something you want to deeper dive into, you don't have an opportunity to do that. I believe, and I have always believed, human capital is the greatest commodity any company has. Most companies can't function without humans. I don't know of a company that doesn't have a human somewhere.
True.
Okay? So human capital is critical. And in the nonprofit industry, we always hear funders talking about, well, can't you get a volunteer? No, I cannot. Mm-hmm. We are working with people like you who make your money from what you do. I cannot have somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about calling themselves, advising you, mm-hmm. mentoring you, giving you bad information that could literally cause you to collapse your business. That mm-hmm. is not appropriate. You need more than a heart to do what we do. You need competence. Mm-hmm. In many instances, you need some experience. So you're not just speaking theoretically. So, no, we need staff. And those people are trained, they're competent, and they want to be paid. And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
That's why you went to school. That's why you did what you did. So now you can be an expert and feed into other people. But that costs. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the biggest low for me, is just not having the funding to really do what we need to. I have to share this with you. This is so funny. So, well, it's not really funny, but okay. I'm going to share this with you.
I got you.
So anyway, I was talking to one of my colleagues and I was saying, you know what? I don't know why people keep reaching out to us and asking us to fund them. People would send me their sponsorship package for $5,000, $20,000. I'm looking at this stuff going, don't you know I'm a nonprofit? We got that kind of money.
Right.
Talking to one of my colleagues, and she says, well, be all the word on the streets, you sitting on millions. Girl, my mouth dropped. You know, there's not a time when I don't have words. I didn't have no word. I was like, what million? So number one, the VWEC bank account has never shown a total $500,000. Okay? Half. Mm-hmm. No one has ever given us $1 million. Okay? What we've got is someone who's blessed to always put our clients first. And we've made the sacrifices as an organization so that we could feed into our clients with these grants. But we are not, please people, whoever's watching this, the VWEC is not sitting on millions. I don't know why anybody's telling you that. I don't know why they think that. If somebody told you they gave us that money, we've got identity theft. We never got it. Please let us know, because we need to get it from whoever stole it. Mm-hmm. But we don't have it. We would never sit on millions. You guys should know. You know, Brianna. I would be getting that to you guys one way or another.
Yes, you would have. Yeah.
From photo shoots to, you know, doing more videos to making sure that you get what you need. We always pour our money into our clients. Nearly 50% of everything we get goes back to the clients. And you don't see us with any fancy promos. We don't got no fancy mugs, no umbrellas. Our stuff is little stuff that fits into a box. And we have had them since 2022. Please, whoever has my millions, give them back. I need them.
And this is what I need, all of that.
Well, this has been going around since like last year. So I don't understand why somebody would say that. I don't know where they got that from. But the reality is, if people think you have money, maybe they think they don't need to give you money.
Oh, I see that.
But also, if people think you have money and they're asking you to find a partner with them, they think one or two things in my mind. Mm-hmm. Either you're lying or you cheat. So I want to be clear with people, we are neither. We don't have any money to pour into anybody else. We are not Jeff Bezos. We are not Elon Musk. We are not any of those boys. We barely have enough money to do what we do, but I tell you what, God is good. We get it done. We get it done. Y'all have a nice time. We do a nice event for our ladies. Y'all got great certificates. We bring out people. Make sure you're fed. And we try to do it to the best of our abilities, but we don't do it with a whole lot of money. We've never had that. No one's even given us a 6-digit figure check, Brianna. And sometimes I think that's a low, but then I say, you know what? God is good. We've never gotten that kind of money, but we've still done that kind of money things.
Yes.
We still fed into people as if we got a $100,000 check, as if somebody dropped $1 million on us. Because it's always been about you ladies, because that's who we serve, being successful. Empowering her success is not just a statement to us. That is our mission, that we've got to empower your success however we can. And I'm so glad to see you and some of the other ladies who was in my second cohort. Liv was in my first cohort, the writing cohort. You were in the first DSG. To see you ladies, Melinda, Nicole, thriving and still talking about me. Y'all, we got that basis from you, girl. You gave me that basis. I love that because it let us know that what we do works. And if it didn't, I wouldn't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't. If I was going to be in the game and I'm not going to play fair, we're not going to have an impact, I don't want to be in the game anymore. And I mean it. Like, this is the last year for us, because if we can't get that virtual platform and do it the way I know we need to do it, I don't think we need to continue to do it, because it's not being done right.
Let's get you to the right people.
Hey, let's do that. But I'm very serious about that. I think if you're going to play the game, you got to play it right. And now that I know better, once you know better, Brianna, you've got to do better.
You
got to
do better.
Mm-hmm. And I know better. So I can't go into another year playing like I don't know what needs to be done and how it needs to be done, and then just keep doing something else. We got to do better.
I love that. So our next segment is one free advice. I think a lot of times we pay. We pay coaches. We pay for these programs. We do all these things, and it's not really digestible. And so if you can give us one free advice, this could be a word, this could be a sentence, something that someone can take that's listening and or watching, and they can immediately take action to it versus strategizing and taking 3 to 4 months to actually see a result. What is something that they can take heed to right now with this one free advice?
Be intentional. Be intentional. Know why you're doing what you're doing. Have a beginning and an end. So you know why you started and you know when you're done. And the last thing I'm going to say is that every single day, your biggest competitor is you. If you best yourself every day, you have done all you can do, which is your best. And so even if other people beat you out, there is no reason for you to be troubled, because you have done your best. Now, if you know you have stepping, then you need to step up your game. But if you have done your best, that's it. Let it go. Be proud of yourself. Keep it moving. Everything that you see, and I know that because there's a lot of things I see I want. I'm like, we should have got that, but we didn't know. Everything is not for you. But you need to be able to be happy for other people. And I do want to say that too. Learn to celebrate other people's success. Stop being selfish. Stop being jealous. Stop all this nonsense. And I see it a lot with women. Somebody else got something you want. Somebody else got something you don't think they deserve. Who are you? You are not walking in their shoes. You do not know the journey that they have taken behind the scenes to get where they've gotten. Please cheer them on. If you go on my LinkedIn, you'll see me congratulating people I ain't never met in my life. They got a doctorate degree. They graduated from something. People aren't posting something that they don't want folks to respond to. They're posting things they want to share, and they're looking for a response. We know this. How much energy does it take to do that? I looked at my LinkedIn and saw 1,300 impressions and 13 reactions. I'm like, man, y'all are wrong. 1,300 people saw you got something, you did something, and 13 did that. And a lot of them were just thumbs up, meaning they didn't open it and hold it and scroll through. They just went. Come on, y'all. We can do better. Oftentimes, I see people's stuff. I will repost it and tell you guys, please celebrate these women. Why are we not championing each other? Why are we not happy for each other? You want people to be happy for you when things happen. You got to be happy for other people. Networking is reciprocal. You've got to give as much as you want to get. And if you're always begging, nobody doing this with me, nobody doing that, well, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. So that's why you're getting nothing, because you're not doing anything. So you got to be willing to give. And you know I'm a workaholic, so I'm busy. But when I get a chance, and when I'm scrolling, I readily just scroll. If I see it here, here's a plug, here's a star, here's a heart, here's a hand. And if I've got time, particularly if it's a veteran, here's a repost, another success story. Sometimes I see it, I don't get back to it, it doesn't come back up in my thing. You know that that's just busy me and not my heart. Because if I see you championing, doing something good, I'm going to try to celebrate you. I'm not jealous of other people. I believe the word. God has a plan for me. He's got a plan for you. And everything you see is not for you, even if you think it is. Because nothing in this world that God has for you are you not going to get. Nothing. No matter how much you think you should have gotten it, a job, a promotion, a contract, nothing that God has for you, unless you're not in sync. And if you're not in sync, you're not in sync. You gotta figure that out. But nothing that he has for you are you not going to get. So there's no reason for you to be jealous of anybody, because we all have a season. And your season's coming. So let's celebrate that person in their season. Because when your season comes, you want people to celebrate you. I gave you like 5 things. You told me 1. So I'm going to stop. You said 1. I done gave you like 5.
It's okay. Because, I mean, that's why I definitely wanted us for you to be on this particular season. Because, again, it's different conversations than what I've talked to with other people. So I'm glad about the diversity that you bring to these type of conversations, because you are a cheerleader, like you are a supporter. And I know you've like reposted stuff for me, and it's like you're creating wealth in different ways from helping people. Ooh.
I gotta speak to this. So you know our theme is women helping women win.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But WIN mm-hmm. is an acronym. So W is building generational wealth. I want to speak to this for 1 second, because we have more women billionaires in the United States now than ever before. And those women are thinking about investment differently. And one of the things they're thinking about, generational wealth. They are also more committed than anybody else, including men, to giving back to their community, to giving back to others. That's not usually an investment strategy. So for those people thinking about being a financial advisor, there might be space for you. If you're purpose-driven, if you're impact-driven, because more women are becoming billionaires, not millionaires, billionaires, and they want to invest differently. I is inspiring, disruptive innovation. It's not good enough, Brianna, to be as good as your competitor. You need to disrupt the industry. So you need to always be thinking, how can I bring a new game to this game? How can I change it up and do something nobody else is doing, but it's needed? I'm going to disrupt mm-hmm. it. And last is N, and that's nurturing networks that work. Because too often we're in these circles where nobody's helping anybody. We're just giving each other lip service. Who are you doing such a good job, but you won't make a donation? You're doing such a good job, but you won't make a referral. Oh, you're doing mm-hmm. such a good job, but you don't show up. That's not nurturing a network. And it's certainly not, like I said at the very beginning, practicing what you preach.
Yes. That's good. Well, Ms. VR, tell the people how they can reach out to you on LinkedIn, website, socials, all the above.
everything we got is Veteran Women SEC. So there's .org for our website. And if you put at Veteran Women SEC, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok will all come up, including YouTube. We made YouTube. We got enough subscribers. So we have a specialized link on YouTube, too. That's how you find us. And if you want to call us, I tell you, we're busy. We don't pick up the phone that much, but if that's the way you want to go, it's 469-777-VWEC. 469-777-VWEC. And now, if you got to email me, it's really easy. Just put info at everything I gave you before. Veteran Women.
Veteran Women.
It's really simple. Once you got Veteran Women SEC, you got me.
So good. Easy peasy. That was good. All right. And so our last thing that we do before we wrap up is our motivational moment. And in our motivational moment, it's pretty much either a script that I have found as far as maybe like a verse or a quote, something of that sense where I bring it on, I share my thoughts, you share your thoughts, and we close it out. And so actually, I had a different one. I'm actually going to say the verse that I live by every day, and it's Psalms 46:5. And it's, God is within me, she will not fail. And I feel like that's way more fitting than the other one I was going to do, is because you are pouring into women. And this is actually a mantra that I live by, especially when I do podcasts, when I'm on stages and I'm doing speaking engagements, even when I'm doing my webinars. I legit tell myself this because God has already given me the tools and the resources to where I just need to show up. It helps me to be more confident in knowing that things are going to be okay. If it's out of my control, it's out of my control. I can only show up and do what I can do. And so I love that verse. I've actually posted it somewhere and it's been getting reposted like crazy. Because, in the Bible itself, there's not a lot of verses pertaining to women. And so when I saw this verse, I kept it with me. It's on my screensaver. It's on my charm bracelet. I keep it with me everywhere. God is within me and she will not fail. So with that being stated, what are your thoughts on that verse?
I think it goes back to what I originally said. This is funny. So every time something bad happens, I have that little thing from the movie where you have the two angels, the devil and then the angel. And so every time something bad will happen, the devil will be over here and he says one thing. So that's love. Because he's always trying to get me to think God doesn't love me because he's not giving me these things or because this happened or because that happens. And it makes me go back and think of all the people in the Bible who didn't do anything wrong, but were still tested. So you think about Job.
That's what I can't.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Think about the people who did everything they could right, but bad things just kept happening. And so I was telling somebody the other day, you know, when you think about nonprofits, and I'm so appreciative of you and the other ladies who have gone through our program, because in reality, all we have is our reputation. Our reputation is not what you or I say it is. From a business perspective, it's what your clients say it is. And so if people are not sharing the work you've done with them, the way that you bless them, then you don't benefit from it. Because that's our only benefit, is the reputation. We don't charge anybody anything. We don't ask anybody to give anything back. Just share what you've got so somebody else can get connected. And so when I think about that verse, it makes me remember that, you know, either I believe or I don't believe.
True.
And also that I can't control what other people do. Or why, or how they do it. I can only keep doing what I know I've been called to do. So mine is, all things work together for the good of those that are called to his purpose and his name.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh. And so even when all the ugly things happen, people say we got millions, all kinds of crazy stuff, I fall back on, okay, God, all things. So there's a reason for this. And sometimes it's not even me and you, Brianna. Sometimes God is asking other people, will you be honest? Will you do right by somebody if I give you the opportunity? You know, if I give you power, will you use it for good?
Yes.
And then sometimes we just get caught up in other people's lessons. And so we can't take it personally and think it's always about us, because sometimes it's not. We're in a big world and God is working through a lot of different people. And sometimes you're just in the space and it has nothing to do with you. You didn't do anything wrong. You're a part of somebody else's journey. And at the end of the day, you just have to trust God. And I have to ask myself every day, do I believe? And if I believe, I got to fall back on that word no matter what's happening and just keep it moving. Or I don't believe. And I think that I can manipulate, you know, all of these situations. I'm in control. And that would be crazy.
Right.
Yeah, to each his own.
Uh-huh. I know you got to humble yourself a little bit. Yeah.
Girl, I'm not running this. I'm just here doing the best I can. Doing the best I can. But I so appreciate you, ladies. I so appreciate you spreading the word, because there's no BWEC without you, ladies. And if you guys don't feel what we do is worthy, then we shouldn't be doing it. And we need everybody to do that, to spread that word. Because that's how we get into the rooms, and that's how we get in front of the right people, is that people are saying, hey, I went through that. I was a part of that. It worked for me. This is what they gave me. We blessed so many people with thousands of dollars, things mm-hmm. that they've been able to transform. You didn't even get the money blessing, mm-hmm. but you got the application blessing.
Oh, I did get the other one where they voted who was the most engaged as far as
that supporters. Was so much smaller than what everybody else got.
But it was a blessing.
I got some money. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that you said that, because somebody else would be, well, all I got was. You know what I'm saying?
That counts.
And it was your peers.
Yes.
I said, hey, she was the most engaged. She gave back. She shared with other people. So yeah, that's a real blessing. But I tell you, it doesn't make sense to do this kind of work, to work as hard as we do, if people aren't blessed by it. And if you've been blessed, you want to share that blessing with somebody mm-hmm. else. So that's really all we ask. You know, spread the word. You know, give when you can. If you can, that's great. But spread the word, because that's what gets us into those other rooms and gives us the opportunities to make that transformation we're going to make this year. Or not. I don't know what God's got planned. I'm committed to this.
Mm-hmm. And you want to be in the number.
Say what?
I said, you want to be in the number.
But I'm okay with whichever way God takes us, I'm going to be okay. But I really believe this is the next level for us. Mm-hmm. And we need to get there. So, you know, when you guys help us spread the word and we get connected to those right people, it is going to be transformational, not just for us, but for all of our clients. And that means you guys can circle back and just get what you need, when you need it, how you need it. And I think you can't do better than that, than really be able to support business owners how they need to be supported, not how we make it, but how, they need to be supported. And I'm excited about that.
I love it. And I'm just so thankful that you agreed to be on the platform and getting interviewed twice now and sharing all the beautiful wisdom that you have. This is a wrap. Did you have anything you feel like we left out today? Anything that you want to leave the people?
No, I think we covered it all. The only thing I would say is that, you know, keep us in mind. I believe that BWEC is an investment, because we invest in other people. And so those of you that know people that want to make an investment, particularly an impact investment, that want to see businesses be transformed, you know, think about BWEC. Reach out to us. Email us. We're happy to have a conversation about what we're doing, where we're going, and what those numbers and those measurements look like. The same way I tell you guys have to set up SMART goals and KPIs, we're a business. We're just a nonprofit business. We have to have the same stuff. And so we're happy to talk to people about where we're going, how we're going to get there, and how they can either be a partner or a sponsor or an investor in the process. Because we need to change this. We need to change these statistics mm-hmm. for all of our businesses. But I'm going to start with the girls.
I know, that's right. Well, I want to say thank you again for just blessing us with all the things. Because, I mean, I still, every day, I use something that you have given the importance to me. And your seed is not unnoticed. I talked to him, like we said earlier, as far as like my business advisor. She was like, how Miss PR doing? Because you did such a great job with me. I mean, literally coming from freelancer to now having a mindset of a CEO, the transformation is there. So with that being stated, we'll make sure to have Miss PR's information in the show notes so you guys can contact and be a part of these programs and tell other people to tell other people so we can always support and pour into her like she pours into the community. But other than that, if you are listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you for listening to What's Good Podcast, and we will talk to you guys on the next episode. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.